Ann Arbor voters may be asked in November to approve a new 1/10 mil tax to fund public art projects in the city. The new millage would replace the city's 5-year-old percent for art program that sees 1% of capital costs being set aside for art projects. The percent for art program has been threatened several times by city council members concerned about budget issues, diverting funds from some sources, and limitations on the program. Councilmember Christopher Taylor says the art millage wouldn't require the funds be spent on permanent artwork or to be tied specifically to certain aspects of city government.
Under a millage, public benefit would be the exclusive criterion that the Art Commission could use. We could have temporary art installations like the gates in Central Park. We could fund performance art like Festifools or Full Moon. We could do all manner of things that would not be available under the current program.
Taylor introduced the millage at the last city council meeting, but then asked for it to be postponed until next week's meeting. He says hopefully there will be plenty of public discussion on the issue by then. If approved, the new tax would cost the average homeowner a little less than $1 a month and would raise about the same amount as the Percent for Art program has been providing for art. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.